Sometimes we expect too much of God and of faith. There's a woman, a grandmother, who was walking with her grandson on a beach in the winter. And a big rogue wave came and took the child away. And the grandmother fell to her knees and called out to God, "Lord, save my child. It's my only grandchild." And almost instantly, another wave comes and washes the child on the shore. And the grandmother looks with relief and says, "He had a hat." We expect too much from faith. Faith is not certainty. It's trust. It's belief. As one daughter said to her father, "I don't believe everything you believe, but I believe in you." To believe in God is not having a definite certainty about what will happen today or tomorrow, but to realize that your life, with God's help, will make you better. That the goal of life is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good. Imagine if everything went right for you, and in your heart, and in your mind and your behavior, you had not changed a single bit. What good would that be to you? Oh, the childish voice may come back and say, "Well, I've been rich and I've been poor. I'd rather be rich." Of course. But why stop there? Why make yourself spiritually, psychologically poor when you have the ability with God's faith to say, "I believe God can save me from my bad habits, from my sharp tongue, from my lazy mind and spirit that is waiting for life to decide for me." Belief and faith in God is not about being definite in outcome, but by being definite and sure in a God that will find you a way, that will lead you through darkness, that will help you to overcome, and that will always will be with you. We make faith wimpy when faith is about the commandments on Mount Sinai that says, change your behavior in order to be happy. Bend the will. It is about Calvary, where anger and envy and jealousy crucified an innocent man, and that man said, "I am in charge. I forgive you. I love you. I want to take care of my mother and all these people. I choose to love. They have their choice." Often we seek love in order to get payment. We seek companionship in order not to be lonely, instead of seeking the person and becoming the person we would like to be. So when you say you believe in God, don't expect God to give you everything you think you need. Like a good father, he will lead you and give you what you need today, and wait for you to change and become the beautiful person you should be. Don't be satisfied with trinkets and baubles and tchotchke when God is saying to you, "I want you to be great." And you say, "Well, where's my hat? Can I have this trinket? Can I have this raise? Can I have this position?" And God is saying to you, "I want you to be great." Don't be fooled by the decorations around you. Look honestly in your heart, in your mind, accept who you are, and believe in the God that can make you better than you think you can be. Slava Isusu Christu.